In recent years, communities across rural Alaska have pushed to add renewable energy and reduce the use of expensive diesel to power their communities. The majority of those projects have been funded with state and federal grants. But as the state budget has contracted, those grants have dried up. Now, a startup company in Anchorage wants to take a new approach, connecting private investors to the state's remote villages. Rachel Waldholtz with Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
Piper Foster Wilder moved to Alaska a couple years ago after working on renewable energy in the lower 48, and she saw a gap between the way renewables are viewed down south and the way they're viewed up here. In the lower 48,
there was nothing fringy, alternative, or outside of the mainstream about renewable energy, that this is the business of suit and tie-wearing people who are making a lot of money doing it.
But up here,
that argument is still being made in Alaska.
Foster Wilder wants to bring some of that suit and tie attitude to the state with her startup company, 60 Hertz Microgrids. In the past, the state might have covered the cost of a wind turbine or solar array for a rural community, perhaps with a grant from the Renewable Energy Fund. With shrinking state budgets, that's generally no longer an option. And it can be hard for communities to qualify for affordable loans for renewable projects. So Foster Wilder says it's time to try a different model. She says investors are looking for renewable energy projects to put their money in because of special tax incentives for renewables.
This was a light bulb that went off for me a year ago. I was meeting with an investor and he said, "Piper, I just want to bring $200 million of clean energy capital to Alaska. Can you help me do that?"
So she thought, okay, let's connect that money to villages. Her goal is to aggregate several community projects, creating a big enough pool that it's attractive to investors, and so the projects can take advantage of economies of scale.
Our goal is to simplify the process, to be a bridge between money and need. So who are investors that want to take advantage of the incentives of investing in renewable energy? And who are the people that need that capital, that need the money, so that they can pay for this infrastructure in a fair way?
Will it work? So far, it's untested. 60 Hertz is running a contest looking for communities to partner with. It hopes to find a partner interested in testing the model this fall. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.